you. I got to thinking as I was sitting out here during worship service this morning, my little girl said something this week that made me feel a little bit more comfortable about getting up here this morning. Because she asked, she's like, "Dad, what's your favorite verse in the Bible?" And I was like, "I have too many to pick just one." But she asked her mama, and her mama said that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I thought, you know, that is why I'm up here today. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, today my subject topic is, are we bearing our cross daily? So what is it to bear our cross daily? Are we, or am I, doing it? Let's first look at what Christ went through bearing the cross. The Roman cross was a form of horrible torture, pain, shame, and ultimately death. The cross of Christ's day was a means of capital punishment of the time. We know this because of the two thieves that was crucified next to Christ. We can find this in Matthew 27:38. I think I've got the wrong scripture with this one. Oh. Now that's for my next part. I'm sorry. Yeah, excuse me. But we also know that the pain of the cross was very excruciating, and that the soldiers there would mix an intoxicating drink of vinegar and gall and give to the person on the cross. But we know that Christ denied this drink and suffered the excruciating pain upon the cross to its fullness. And that is found in Matthew 27:38. So I was right. The two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left in 38, and then in Matthew 27:34, where he denied the drink, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink, but when he had tasted it, he would not drink. The Roman cross in which Jesus carried and died upon is the basis of which his command in Luke 9:23. You want to turn with me there? And he said to them all, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Now that we look at what Christ went through, we can get an idea of what it is like to bear one's cross. It means that we will endure suffering, shame, and persecution. We have many examples of men that have bore their cross during their time. We can even look back to the Old Testament, where Stephen summed up the plight of the prophets of old in his rebuke of certain Jews in Jerusalem, when he said, "Which of the prophets has your fathers not persecuted?" Acts 7:52. So this statement of Stephen would say that none of the Old Testament prophets was without some type of pain and persecution. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, we read of heroic men under the first covenant who were cruelly mocked, scourged, bound, put in prison. They were stoned and slain with a sword, destitute, afflicted, tormented, wandering in the desert, in mountains, and in dens and caves. And that's found in verses 37 through 38 of Hebrews 11. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. These great giants of faith bore their cross as certainly as anyone in the New Testament. Jesus spoke of the blessedness of those who were persecuted for righteousness' sake. He added, "For so they persecuted the prophets," in Matthew 5, verse 12. Matthew 5, verse 12. "Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Well, I guess you can say no matter what time you lived in, you might be persecuted by ungodly men. The Old Testament prophets of the Lord are some good examples of suffering and affliction and patience. James 5:10. "My brethren, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience." Daniel is an example of uncompromising faith and standing up for your belief in prayer, though it means a direct threat for your life. He was going to continue in prayer no matter if it was going to go against the king and be cast in the den of lions. Another example is Jeremiah, who was cruelly treated as any man in the Old Testament and still courageously delivered God's word to a stubborn and rebellious people. He was treated so bad he almost quit preaching. He is recorded saying, "Then I say I will not make mention of him nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones. And I was weary and forbearing, and I could not stay." Jeremiah 29. We can learn a lot from these Old Testament examples. The Bible tells Christians to stand fast in the faith and behave like men and be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. To be like men and to be strong is not to be unchristlike. It is the scriptural way to conduct oneself. The prophets did this and they pleased God, and so shall we. In the New Testament, the lives of the apostles were very similar in the ways of persecution. The church had just barely begun before Peter and John was thrown in prison and threatened in Acts 4. Also in Acts 5, the apostles found themselves in prison again and severely threatened and beaten, Acts 5, 18 through 40. We'll go ahead and turn that. And laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, "Go stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of life." And when they heard that, they entered the temple and early in the morning and taught. But the high priest and those with him came and called the council together with all the elders and children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came, they did not find them in the prison. They returned and reported, saying, "Indeed, we have found the prison shut securely and the guards standing outside before the doors. But when we opened them, we found no one inside." Now when the high priest, the captain of the temple, and the chief priest heard these things, they wondered what the outcome would be. So one came and told them, saying, "Look, the men whom you put in prison are standing in the temple and teaching the people." The captain went with the officers and brought them without violence, for they feared the people, lest they should be stoned. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, "Did we not strictly command you not to teach in his name? And look, you have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and intended to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God has exalted to his right hand to be Prince and Savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins." I'm going to quit right there. But as we can see, that even the apostles were severely threatened and beaten. And then Stephen, shortly thereafter, was stoned to death in Acts 7:58 through 60. And of course, Saul of Tarsus was wreaking havoc on the church, capturing men and women and putting them behind bars in Acts 8:3. Herod had James, the brother of John, killed with a sword in Acts 12:2. And tradition has it that all the apostles except John has died a violent and painful death. It has been verified over and over that faithful followers of Christ have been persecuted, but they have bore their crosses just as Jesus had invited all his apostles to do. It is mind-boggling how Christians were treated in the early years. Nonetheless, this is the nature of genuine Christianity. Faithful servants can expect rough seas that they must sail their ships through in this life. Paul is a very good example of a cross-bearing Christian in those early years. It is amazing all the things he suffered in bearing his cross in the first century. In 2 Corinthians 11:23, he said he has received stripes above measure, in prison more frequent, and in death often. One can only imagine what the excruciating pain he must have suffered Think of those miserable nights in which you probably could not sleep. What deep emotions was no doubt disturbed in those dangerous situations. One of Paul's well-known imprisonments is recorded in Acts 16. As you probably can recall, Paul and Silas had been severely beaten and locked in prison. At midnight, they were not asleep, and no wonder, who could sleep with having beaten and having one's feet in the most awkwardly and uncomfortable apparatus, the stocks. You could not stand, cross your legs, turn over, and perhaps not even have restroom privileges. What a horrible condition. We can learn a lot about bearing our cross daily from the writings of Paul. To look back on all the persecutions of all the men in the Old Testament and New, we have no comparison today. Living in a country of so many religious freedoms. So therefore, it should be much easier for us to bear our crosses on a daily basis, as the Lord has commanded us to. Of course, I do fear, as the world gets more wicked and grows ever more intolerable of sound doctrinal Christianity, that one day we may be persecuted as the first century church. And I speak for myself, most of all, hopefully, I have enough faith and enough conviction to stand for my Lord. Well, now is the time that if anybody has the needs of the Presbyterian Church, have been a member and fallen away, or if you have never become a Christian, I invite you to come forward as we stand and sing the invitation.